Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly rest.
vices and those who bring them, Lord, have mercy.
Alleluia, fai bene.
Ευχαριστώ. Pemutin tut fin perife betnanif o en ait ibn adiyatin ben shayis o apen nuti o apen sotir isos pia Christos je afres kemazini gunan fermeitinen un afanegerun afshobtenen uf aftien soerun Αυτή του την αφέν την σαριέτα. Αι, ο νουθάι, εν θόφων. Μαρεν τί γουέν ο φόπος εν νεφάρεν έρουν. Kimpai ego uthu avvainim nega tirun tepen onch. Kin hiririn ivenin japi pantukra turim shoyesi pennu. Oti. The Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition, concerning every condition and in every condition. For you have guarded us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to you, spared us, supported us, and brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us, hear us, help us, and accept the prayers and supplications of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. O envy of temptation, O dark of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men and the rising up of enemies. Hidden and manifest in Zion. Once in Shabbat, ونادي المجد المقدس ونادي الكنيسة المقدسة التي لك أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وعلى كل قوة عدو
Oh.
May your servant and the ministry of this day, the Higamin, the priests, the deacons, and all the clergy, and all the people, my weak self, be absolved from the mouth of the all holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, from the mouth of the one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth of the 12 apostles, from the mouth of the beholder of God, the evangelist, the apostle, the martyr, the patriarch, Saint Severus, our teacher, Discorus, Saint Athanasius, the apostolic, Saint Peter, the holy martyr and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Sirius, Saint Bede, then Gregory, from the mouth of the 318 assembled at Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus, and from the mouth of our honored father, the high priest Baba Ambatovadrus II, and from the mouth of my objective self at the least, for blessed and full of glory is your holy name, the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and at all times, and into the age of all ages. Amen.
Shenzi es o arsalo mi e so Servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Hebrews. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels did he ever say, You are my son, today I have begotten you. And again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But to the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and a scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with oil of gladness more than your companions. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain, and they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak. You will fold them up, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail. But to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
الكاثوليكون من رسالة معلمنا بطرس الثاني بركاته علينا أمين. لذلك لا أمل أن أذكركم في كل حين بهذه الأمور ولو إنكم عالمين وثابتين في الحق الحاضر، ولكني أظن أنه واجب حق علي أن أذكركم ما دمت مقيما في هذا المسكن أن أنهضكم بتذكرة، عالما أن مسكني سينحل سريعا كما أعلمنا ربنا يسوع المسيح، وأنا أسرع في كل حين لتذكروا هذه الأمور من بعد خروجي، لأننا نتبع خرافات فلسفية إذا عرفنا كم بقوة ربنا يسوع المسيح وظهوره، بل قد كنا معينين عظمته لأنه أخذ كرامة ومجدا من الله الآب. وإذ أقبل عليه صوت كهذا من المجد الأسني العظيم قائلا، هذا هو ابن الحبيب الذي أنا به سررت، لا تحب العالم والأشياء التي في العالم، لأن العالم يمضي وشهوته، وأما من يعمل مشيئة الله فإنه يثبت إلى أبد. آمين.
Let's go. From the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their blessing be with us all. Amen. Men and brethren, sons of the family of Abraham, and those among you who fear God, to you the word of this salvation has been sent. For those who dwell in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not know him, nor even the voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath, have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause for death in him, they asked Pilate that he should be put to death. Now when they had fulfilled all that was written concerning him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. He was seen for many days by those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses to the people. And we declare to you glad tidings, that promise which was made to the fathers. God has fulfilled this for us, their children, in that he has raised up Jesus. And it is also written in the second psalm, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
Angelos, ne. Many proved the righteous men have desired to see which you see and have not seen them, and to hear which hear and have not heard them. But as for eyes for the see and ear for the hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospels, through the prayer of you. To remember in supplications and pray which ever upon to Lord our God, those have already fallen asleep, repose. sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Iisus be Christus ebshiri hem ebnoti hasmas fengeti eba senos hen besle.
سماع الإنجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري لوقا البشير التلميذ الطاهر بركاته Sotiro pen uro tireni sovere sos Pshiri am efnoti et anch Pi aun afsha ene Pi aun fa pen noti pen
Sasike
علمنا داود النبي والملك الطاهر بركاته تكون معنا امين الرب قال لي انت ابني وانا اليوم ولدتك سلني فاعطيك الامم ميراثك وسلطانك إلى أقطار الأرض بسم ربنا القوات ربنا إلهنا مخلصنا ملكنا كلنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد الدائم ولما ولد يسوع في بيت لحم اليهودية في أيام هيرودس الملك إذا مجوس من المشرق قد جاءوا إلى أورشليم قائلين أين هو المولود ملك اليهود فإننا رأينا نجمه في المشرق وأتينا لنسجد له فلما سمع هيرودس الملك اضطرب وجميع أورشليم معه فجمع كل رؤساء الكهنة وكتبة الشعب وسألهم أين يولد المسيح فقالوا له في بيت لحم اليهودية لأنه كذا مكتوب بالنبي وأنت يا بيت لحم أرض يهودا لست الصغرى بين رؤساء يهودا لأن منك يخرج مدبر يرعى شعب إسرائيل حينئذ دعا هيرودس المجوس سرا وتحقق منهم زمان النجم الذي ظهر ثم أرسلهم إلى بيت لحم وقال اذهبوا وافحصوا بالتدقيق عن الصبي ومتى وجدتموه فأخبروني لكي آتي أنا أيضا وأسجد له فلما سمعوا من الملك ذهبوا إذا النجم الذي رأوه في المشرق يتقدمهم حتى جاء ووقف فوق حيث كان الصبي فلما رأوا النجم فرحوا فرحا عظيما جدا وأتوا إلى البيت ورأوا الصبي مع مريم أمه فخروا وسجدوا له ثم فتحوا كنوزهم وقدموا له هدايا ذهبا ولبانا آن ومران ثم إذ أوحي إليهم في حلم أن لا يرجعوا إلى هيرودس انصرفوا في طريق أخرى إلى
to the Holy Gospel according to our teacher, St. Matthew the Evangelist. May his blessing be with us. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher, David the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. The Lord has said to me, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way.